Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy holidays. This is Attention Talk Radio, and I'm your host with my co-host, Kirsten Milliken, and I'm Jeff Copper. Our topic tonight is ADHD as a gift, or a gift of hope for those with ADHD, which is a kind of a great topic. And Kirsten and I have been doing this radio show for a period of time, and we have talked to a lot of experts, and we're going to kind of go it alone tonight. We feel like we can share some information that we've had with the experts over the period of time without kind of crossing boundaries. And so with that, Kirsten, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeff. It's good to be here just with you tonight.
Yes, it's been a while since we've done this, so I've been anxious. It'll be a good time. You know, the great thing about doing this, Kirsten, is we get such an education. We have so many guests that come on that we learn from either in pre-interviews or actually on the show or getting access to presentations or even some of the things that we go. It's kind of cool. You and I are getting like an education that you can't get in a book or a store. You know what I'm saying?
And we're getting it in such a nice way, having conversations about it rather than reading it in books or getting it, you know, second, third hand. So, yeah, I mean, it's powerful. I think it sticks in my memory more when we're doing things that way, and I certainly feel like we've got the inside scoop.
Yeah, well, it's kind of fun. You know how much fun I have when we're talking about a topic as I kind of go back in prior conversations, because I think we've got like 150-some shows out there now, and it's amazing to me how all of a sudden I'll remember a show that's like maybe 2 years ago that's related to something that we're talking about and kind of tie that stuff in. So that's always been kind of exciting, and it's through those conversations that, at least for me, it kind of sticks in my mind. So it's just a great opportunity, and I know that I'm thankful to have the opportunity to do this. And I'm hearing, you know, you appreciate this as well, because we can provide the service for everybody out there at the same time, learn something ourselves.
Yes. I will share with you today that I was telling somebody about doing this show and how it's like we get to meet the rock stars of the ADHD world. I was like, that's like incredible. So, yeah.
It really is.
Definitely. Yep.
It really is. I want to talk a little bit about just take a pause here and thank our listeners, our loyal listeners out there for a period of time, because Attention Talk Radio has started off a couple years ago, has grown and continues to grow, and has morphed itself into, I think we're moving in towards the Attention Talk Network concept, because we have Attention Talk Radio and we've launched Attention Talk Video, which started about 8 weeks ago and is really starting to gain some momentum now, and that's basically just a talk show on YouTube. And to access, you just go to attentiontalkvideo.com. And Kirsten, you've been heading up Attention Talk News, which is really kind of fun. When we first started talking about the idea of doing like a newsletter, newspaper type thing, I had one vision of it, but you've brought it's three dimensional, because you've got articles and you've got videos and you've got, you know, you talk about the radio show and stuff like that. So it's all kind of bringing it all together in a way.
It is. I really enjoy it. I have to say, I think when we started, the idea, the concept of it started getting very big.
Yep.
And, you know, but I know that some of our guests have limited attention span. So we've given them information that are bites and all different kinds of media formats so that they can get that information and then get on with the rest of their lives and hopefully use some of that. So.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that I like the most, is when our listeners will write in and comment on Facebook or send us something about what they've learned from the show, or even come in with ideas. So it's been a real thrill and a real joy. One thing that we're going to do tonight is we're always having some guests on, and we always, you know, I'm Kirsten, and I'm Jeff, and this is Kirsten. We don't really kind of go on about ourselves, but a real quick background, I am an ADD coach. I'm out of Tampa, Florida, and I have a regular coaching practice. That's a big part of my job. Actually applying, learning from the experts and applying some of this stuff day to day. And my practice is Dig Coaching. You can just find it by going to digcoaching.com. You find all the things about me, and you find a lot of stuff about the radio and the video stuff, because I integrate that a lot of stuff within my business. I've been doing this for five or six years, but some people said I've been kind of coaching all my life, because it just really kind of comes natural. And Kirsten, want to give everybody a little bit about yourself and your background?
Can I just comment on you as a coach first?
Sure.
Would that be okay?
Jeff
has actually been... Excuse me, what did you just say?
It kind of depends on what you say.
Well, only good stuff, Jeff. So I'm actually going through ADCA, the ADD Coaching Academy, right now to get my training and certification as an ADHD coach. And Jeff and I have been working together, and so he does mentor coach me as per the hours that I need. So I have experience with Jeff being a coach. And I just want to give you a testimonial, Jeff. Every time we get off a call, you know, whether it's the person in the next office when I'm at work or it's, you know, my husband here or whatever, I always tell people it blows me away the things that I learn and the action steps that I am ready to take when we get off these calls. You always just meet me where I am and get me through to the next thing that I need to get to in a way that makes sense for me. So I want, if anybody needs a coach, they're looking for a coach, they're thinking Jeff Copper, maybe call him. He's phenomenal
as
a coach.
I appreciate that, Kirsten, but, you know, it really kind of comes down to two things. At least as a side, when I'm working with you, you're always open to it. But the other thing is this show was started about, it's about, we talk about ADD a lot, but we really are paying attention to what people are paying attention to in different ways. And we're going to talk about that tonight in more detail when we look at, is ADHD a gift or not? But to me, it really does come down to, so much of coaching comes down to what you're paying attention to and how that all kind of comes together. And, you know, the work that we do and the focus and stuff, it really, that's one of the things about the show, really kind of, in a weird way, really supports and really has helped me in a certain sense. So I thank you very much for the comment, but at the same time, you're very open to it. And you know, we did a show, here I go again, a while ago with, I think it's Gary Dixon, and he's a mental health professional who is becoming a coach, and he was describing how hard it was for him to become a coach because it was a paradigm shift, going from the diagnosed and fixed mentality to everybody's created naturally resourceful and whole, and they got their problems. And we did that show specifically. He said, I was going through coach training, and it was harder for me than anybody else because I had to make that mind shift difference. And it really is a shift in how you pay attention to things. So
it is, and that is definitely one thing that you and I have touched on. So, I mean, that said, I do have a background as a psychologist. I've been working in that field for about 15 years or so, maybe more. Can't count that quickly. And I have focused most of my practice on working with people who have learning differences and have never really cared for the therapy paradigms that were out there, and coaching has really just fit for me and the clients that I work with. So getting my training in that has been very exciting for me because finally I have the tools that I really need to work with my clients. So,
well, the cool part is I like with you, Kirsten, is sometimes something will come up that I'm not really familiar with, and I can kind of go to you, and you can give me a little bit of the clinical background, some of the stuff, which is kind of good because it's not that I know what's going on, but it kind of gives me some clues, at least when I'm working with people, to kind of talk to them and mirror it back so they can go to mental health professionals because sometimes they don't necessarily have the right diagnosis and things. So it's interesting. You've been kind of cool for me because you've been just a great resource in that space, particularly in a few specific situations I know that we talked about.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. Anytime. That's one thing I like doing for, you know, anybody who wants to give me a call and has a question. So
absolutely.
Whatever I can do.
There we go. Well, tonight, the topic of tonight, and this has kind of come up in themes in different radio shows, is people refer to ADHD as a gift many times. And I want to kind of just talk about this on two sides. One is there's the research side. And I've heard a couple of different people say, you know, because this show is airing between Christmas and New Year's in the year 2012. And, you know, one of the issues is would you really wrap up ADHD as a gift and put it as a present under somebody's tree? I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
Is it really a gift that you would want to give to somebody? And if it is a gift, are they lined up at the stores to get it the day the next version of it comes out?
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into that question, though. You know, we've talked about all the different presentations of ADHD, all the different combinations, all the different, you know, how severe, how many other diagnoses go with that. So, you know, there's a lot of times when I'd say no, but I got to say that there are a lot of times that I might say yes, that'd be a great gift to give somebody. So,
Give me an
but
example.
It all depends.
From your perspective, give me an example of how it might be kind of a gift.
Well, I think that, first of all, I think that a lot of people that I know who have ADHD, they really are, when they are satisfied with their lives and they kind of have gotten their feet under them and figured out how they do their best and are living in that space, and this is probably true for anybody, but they are enjoying their lives, and they just seem to have more energy and more happiness, and they show it more than most other typical people that I know who are also happy, but it just doesn't seem as exciting to me.
So this is it. We didn't plan for this, but there's kind of, I'm going to go on the other side of this because to a certain extent, I hear what you're saying. In my practice, is I think there's a lot of hope for those with ADHD. If you've got it, if you're going to say, listen, it's not a gift, and I'm not necessarily sure it is, to me, there's a lot that if you've got ADHD, or in my case, dyslexia and learning disability, I've got to rely on a lot of other skills and other things that I wouldn't necessarily have done had I not had ADHD and develop those. And I'll give you kind of an example. Is I make no bones about this. I don't like to read, and I'm not very good at writing. And people come to me all the time with, like, you know, book recommendations. And this is a skill that I've learned over the years. I don't know if it's a gift, but it's just because I am who I am, I have to do this. Because everybody, you read this book, and I don't have the time. So I ask them, why is it? What is it about that book do you think that will help me? And by asking that question, I can determine, by that question and the way the person will answer it, is it their favorite book, or is there really a reason that they think I should read it? And if they say, oh, I think it would be good for you because of this, this, and this, I go, really, what chapter should I read? And if they can answer that question, you know that I'm going to go buy that book and read that chapter because they're very, very specific. But if they can't really answer the question on what I would get out of it, I don't necessarily do it. My point really is I've developed the skills of asking questions to kind of ferret through to figure out what I need to pay attention to and when I need to pay attention to it. And that's not a skill that I think I would have developed had I not had some of those stuff. So is that a gift for me? I'm not so sure it's a gift. I do think that it forced me to develop skills in other areas that I might be a little bit better at that has helped me in other ways. Is that making sense?
It does, and I have to say, this is related, but a little bit aside. You sometimes use the quote, you know, I don't know who discovered water, but it sure as heck wasn't a fish. And so I'm thinking, you know, I don't know who discovered audiobooks, but it sure as heck probably wasn't an avid reader. It was probably, I keep thinking, it's, you know, it's probably somebody who really struggled to read, and listening to it would have made more sense to them. So I think, you know, in the past, 20 years ago, having ADHD, I think would have been a lot more difficult. But we have so many new ways to adapt to, you know, the challenges such as reading, by using audiobooks, or, you know, challenges such as writing by using dictation programs, or, you know, there's all kinds of things that we have now in technology that weren't available to us that do make adapting easier. And sometimes fun, I got to say.
Well, you're absolutely right. Kirsten, I want one more story real quick that's personal, and then I want to run.
Yeah.
We need to run to a break and kind of get that in. And just to illustrate this, on my personal side, just is dyslexia and learning disability a gift or not? I will tell you this, and this is I spoke to this a couple different times. When I was in college writing research papers, I just couldn't get myself to the library to do the research. And really, my first semester in college, my first research paper, I realized if I interviewed a subject matter expert, I could take their quotes and footnote it. Most of my professors required a written documentation, so I'd go to the encyclopedia and get a quote or something like that. But that's how I did my research papers. In one sense, I didn't do it the way you're supposed to. I did it different. I kind of did it my way. And I fast forward to now, Attention Talk Radio really started when I got into this business and said, well, you got to write a book or you got to do a blog. And I'm like, oh, here we go again. That's just not my thing. So we started it, and it's been a labor of love pulling this thing together. So the question is it a gift? I'm not so sure. I don't have any background as a radio host. I don't have any background in advertising. I'm going to have to learn this thing along the way. Am I any good at it? I don't necessarily know, but I've had to figure it out because – I couldn't necessarily do it the way you traditionally do it. And I'll tell you this. I don't know if what I have is a gift, but I tell you there's a lot of hope. There's
so
a lot of hope.
Question, Jeff.
Yep.
if somebody said to you, we'll give you the gift of taking your dyslexia away, but that means that everything that's been a result of that is also gone, would that be a good gift for you?
I tell you what, I don't know how you came up with that question, which is brilliant, because I'm going to think about that while we go to a break. So, everybody, I'm going to ponder that because she's caught me on the back of my heels. Real quickly, though, this is Attention Talk Radio. If you're getting this off of iTunes, you can find more about us by going to attentiontalkradio.com. Find out about Attention Talk Video. Watch the videos by going to attentiontalkvideo.com. And if you want to sign up for Attention Talk News, go to attentiontalknews.com, and you can access past archives. So with that, we're going to run to a commercial break, and I'm going to put my thinking cap on and see how I'm going to respond to Kirsten. So with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
We are CHAD, the nation's leading nonprofit organization serving the community impacted by ADHD. CHAD and Attention Magazine provide science-based information about ADHD to families, professionals, the media, and the general public. Attention is the only publication in which your paid advertising promotes the mission of leadership, advocacy, research, education, and support for the ADHD community. Interested? Advertise in Attention Magazine and CHAD's website at chadd.org or call 240-487-2314.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
Train your brain with Brain Train. ADHD impacts grades, relationships, and the quality of life for your kids. Parents now have a new way to improve the lives of their ADHD child without using meds. Brain Train is designed to exercise your child's mind, to train it to work differently and efficiently. Learn how Brain Train can make a change by training your child's brain. Visit Brain Train at www.brain-train-adhd.com for more information today.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. Our topic tonight, is ADHD a gift? Is there a gift to hope, or what's this really kind of all about? Before the break, we were talking about the notion of, would you really wrap up ADHD as a gift and put it under the tree or give it to somebody for Hanukkah? And then we were talking about, like, kind of the gift of hope and that, you know, you can have developed skills. And then Kirsten completely caught me off guard and said, you know, if we were able to take away your dyslexia and stuff, and at the same time, you wouldn't have maybe developed other skills. Is that something you'd want? And I got to tell you, Kirsten, that's a really, really good question. The devil you know is better than the devil you don't. And you know, I kind of like some of that stuff, although I wonder what it would be like the other way. So I don't know if I can answer the question. It is a good question, though, because I caught myself. And I didn't say, well, yes, I wouldn't mind not being dyslexic. I don't know what it would really be like. And this gig's kind of fun. I mean, I got to tell you, it's a lot of fun when we get some emails about people that they really identify with something or it changed their lives. And I can tell you, I would have never started the radio show or done some of that stuff had I been able to write or read. I just wouldn't have done it, and I wouldn't have gone down this path. So I don't know how to answer your question, but it's a great question and a good point.
Well, I would tell you that I wouldn't give it to you for a gift because then I wouldn't be able to do the radio show with you, and I would be very disappointed not to have this opportunity in our relationship. So,
Well, we'll hold that and kind of come back to it because, like I said, it was a really brilliant question, and you kind of caught me there. One thing that I do want to say is that I have learned from the experts is that in the world of ADD, there's two sides of the whole gift notion. One of them is let's just go to research and accommodations. I mean, there's a lot of hard-fought accommodations, whether it's IEP plan, Section 504, workplace accommodations. All that stuff came about because people put a lot of heart and muscle into it to provide opportunities for those with ADHD to kind of get by and through that stuff. And if we were to walk around and say it's a gift, it's really kind of difficult to say, listen, we need those accommodations, but it's a gift at the same time. You want to share your thoughts on that, Kirsten?
Yes, I do. You know, and I have this conversation often with people, and that is that, you know, our school systems and most work environments, especially large corporations, are really, they're set up for typical people to learn. So the other, you know, 92 to 96% of the population to learn in and to work in, to be effective in. And so, you know, saying ADHD is a gift, I think, is very different than saying I need accommodations, because when you're put into an environment that does not support the way that you learn, the way, you know, doesn't have the structure that is going to suit you best,
mm-hmm.
it needs to be changed. That is just mm-hmm. reality. It doesn't have to do with, you know, not having a gift.
Mm-hmm.
If the school system said, here's a track for people who learn this way, and here's a track for people who learn that way, and, you know, we're all going to learn things, but it's going to be a little differently,
mm-hmm.
then that would be great. But they don't do that. They only attend to the 90-something percentile who learns that way. So, you know, yeah, outside of those settings, everything is a lot easier if you have figured out your ADHD and you've worked within it and you're focusing on your strengths. But if you don't have other people advocating and helping you to learn and to, you know, work effectively by giving you those accommodations, yeah, that's going to be difficult. That is where there's no gift there. Believe me.
You're on tonight, girl. You got
I've been waiting for this show.
I got to think out loud here for a second. Forgive me, everybody. This doesn't make any sense. But while you were explaining that, I started thinking, like, you know, how can I relate this stuff? Because I can imagine somebody, and I'm just going to extreme, like somebody in a wheelchair. They need accommodation sometimes in the workplace. That, I mean, because not everybody has two legs and can walk into a place. So they need some accommodations and accessibility to do some stuff. Is that a gift that they are disabled in a wheelchair? I don't necessarily know, but they very well are gifted. You know what I'm saying? And those.
Do you remember Wilma Feldman coming on?
Yeah.
Talking about her client
uh-huh.
who had no arms, but was gifted at this photography process and just blew everybody away.
You're right.
And so, you know, unlikely that anybody might say that she's gifted looking at her.
Yep.
But she clearly had developed these skills and learned how to accommodate some of the challenges that she had to face so that she could be a rock star.
Well, and everybody, just so you know, that was an interview we did, I think, May of 2012 on Talent or something like that. And the woman,
mm-hmm.
basically, she had nubs for arms or whatever, and she was a photographer, and she did this weird thing to hold her camera. And any time she went to an interview, as soon as they saw her, they wrote her off. And Wilma actually spoke on their behalf and got in with this one employer and got in, and the woman was absolutely amazing, which goes back to that question: is ADHD or is anything a gift? But there's also gifted. In other words, maybe
right.
you need the accommodations for this so that the area where you're gifted, which, you know, is ADHD actually the gift, or is it something there that you need accommodations for so that you can shine where you're gifted? That's an interesting
right.
question that I had never thought about till about 3 seconds ago.
We're making you do all kinds of thinking tonight. You're going to get off the show and be tired.
Yeah. which kind of goes back into, like, a higher level. I want to kind of hold that space a little bit, but I do want to go to just one of the natures of ADHD is of many things that are out there you can have, and you know, there's different people. You know, some people have eyesight problems, some people are diabetic, some people might be in a wheelchair. I mean, there's all kinds. I mean, everybody's got their thing, and I'm not so sure anybody's really average out there. The cool part about ADHD is the gift of hope, because there is a lot that you can do. Would you agree with that, Kirsten?
I do. I mean, to see clients that I work with shift because of the work that they're doing and the things that they're learning about themselves, and go from, you know, being dissatisfied to being very satisfied and happy and thriving in whatever area they choose. It's just amazing to watch when they're committing to that.
I remember Ned Hollowell one time saying, you know, the cool part about ADHD is while he talks about it as kind of a gift sometimes, and we're going to get to that in a second. In another interview, I saw him say, well, it's not necessarily the greatest thing in the world, but the great news about ADHD is you can have a great life.
Yeah.
If you get the diagnosis and you learn, get the education, and you begin to manage it, great things are possible as a result of it. And there's a lot of things in this world where great things are not as possible. I mean, they're there, but they're more challenging. So the cool part about ADHD, whether whether it's a gift or not gifted, the bottom line is if you look at it, you can actually have a really, really great life, and there's a lot of hope as a result of that. Certainly, if you buy into medications and that's helped, you've got that. You got other multimodal treatments. There's different types of things. There's coaching and therapy and stuff that kind of help you out there. And you can leverage.
I want to share something with you, Jeff, real quickly.
Sure.
I think I may have talked about this client before. I've got a woman that I've known for a while who has, you know, she's got pretty severe ADHD, hard time with memory, real difficult time organizing herself and writing. And it's caused her jobs, and it's caused her relationships and all kinds of things. And she decided this last semester that she was going back to school because she wanted to get into a master's degree program. And she took 13 credits this semester, and some of it was a lot of writing. It was torture for her, a lot of memorization anatomy stuff, and it was torture for her. But she committed to going and getting help and getting tutoring and studying all day, at least 5 days a week. And I just got an email from her today saying that she got 13 credits, a 14.0, and she had a 96.9% average.
Wow.
Across all, incredible. This woman's incredible. And she said to me, though, you know, one of her teachers all of a sudden sprang this extra information on the class and said, we didn't review it, but it's going to be on the test. And a study session was offered, but only two or three of the students attended. And my client ended up getting a 92% on this test, and she studied, and she went to that tutoring session, and she said, God, if I got a 92, God, most of the class must have failed because, you know, she really works here. And she said how bad she felt for them because this teacher had sprung all this information on them. And I said, yeah, but they had the same opportunity you did. And I bet most of them don't have ADHD. And she said, oh, yeah, I guess I didn't think of that. Because she really, really had to work. But she knew what she had to do well in that class, because she's been paying attention to where she struggles and where she needs help.
Wow.
So, yeah. So talk about being a rock star. That's somebody who paid attention, learned, you know, what she needed in order to try and get around some of those weaknesses and really work to her strengths and pulled it off like a freaking rock star. Amazing.
Wow. That's a great story. Which all of a sudden another light goes off in my head, this wasn't planned, but I need to run to a break again real quick, Kirsten, but when I come back, I want to actually kind of talk about, I can't help but tie and pay attention to attention. That's what this show is all about. And I'm hearing some of that in that story and some stuff. I can't help but tie that in. So, everybody, we're going to go to break real quick. You got Attention Talk News, Attention Talk Radio, Attention Talk Video. All that stuff is .com. Go check it out. If you're listening to this radio show on iTunes, go check out it on the web for the radio side. If you like the video, go to that. If you like the news, go to that. So, with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a time timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
We are CHAD, the nation's leading nonprofit organization serving the community impacted by ADHD. CHAD and Attention Magazine provide science-based information about ADHD to families, professionals, the media, and the general public. Attention is the only publication in which your paid advertising promotes the mission of leadership, advocacy, research, education, and support for the ADHD community. Interested? Advertise in Attention Magazine and CHAD's website at chadd.org or call 240-487-2314.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. Kirsten Milliken is on tonight. She's got me on the back of my feet thinking hard. Number one that you got me thinking about, Kirsten, is this, is those people out there, is if you really had the, if you could trade in my situation, dyslexia and learning disability, or if you had AD, if you traded that in and you could, you had to give up all those things and skills and stuff that you learned, would you really do it or not, which is an interesting question. And then the second thing is accommodations in the context of, you got me thinking, if ADHD is a gift or not a gift, but there's the gifted part of it, which is not necessarily maybe tied in, but those with ADHD might be gifted but need the accommodations, and it gets kind of fuzzy. It seems to me we need a little Swiss Army knife in that area that you're all going to have me thinking about for a period of time. But one of the things that I have learned over the years in working with those with ADHD, the single greatest tool that has moved any of them forward was to be able to pay attention to what they're paying attention to. Now, the mental health world will use metacognition, which is not quite the same. It's close. There's mindfulness. There's awareness. And quite frankly, Kirsten, when I used to hear the awareness and mindfulness, I used to roll my eyes like, this is kind of crazy. But, you know, we had Greg Kirch in one time. It was amazing to me. We're supposed to – he's like, okay, we're going to meditate. We're going to look at an object for a period of time. We're going to focus for 30 seconds. And, you know, my mind's all over the place. And he goes, okay, done. You know, did you focus? I said, well, I did. He said, well, did you notice your mind wandering? And I said, well, yeah. And I said, did you bring it back to what you were doing? I said, yeah. He said, well, that's what meditation is. I'm like, what? You got to be kidding me. And then notice when you notice your thoughts wander off and you bring them back, you're actually paying attention. I'm paying attention to the fact that I'm not paying attention to the object, and now I'm bringing it back, and that's an exercise. Lights went off in my head, and that metacognition is thinking about what you're thinking, and awareness is like a similar type thing. And as you were talking before the break about some of these types of situations and these people that have done kind of some amazing things, I'll have to tell you is that the one thing that I think that I've developed over the years with my issues is I have to pay attention to what I'm paying attention to, because I have to be much more efficient than the average bear. And when I'm working with those with ADHD, if they can stop and notice what they're doing and they can be more efficient, I think it's really one of the single greatest tools those with ADHD can use, because they can kind of, it's like removing themselves from it and observing it. And I'm seeing a lot of that tied up. You want to comment on that a little bit and maybe temper me a little, because I can go like we did the Barkley interview and he was talking about the mind's mirror and awareness and all that kind of stuff and pausing. We kind of covered that in a different way there. We talked about it with Deborah Burdick when we were talking about negative self-talk and being able to witness something. I mean, there's like 50 shows I could drag into this if we had time, but just for the sake of cutting it short, Kirsten, would you like to comment in this space as well?
Me? I'd like to hear what Dr. Barkley has to say about it. Don't we have him on the line or something?
I don't know. I should track him down. I'm right now tracking this down on his whole sluggish cognitive tempo thing, but we should get him on the line one time and have him comment on this type of stuff. But
it'll be great. It would be terrific. You know, I've actually been I love that idea, pay attention to what you're paying attention to. I like the fact that you described this as it helps you to be more efficient. And I've actually been paying attention to some of the research now around attention and meditation that is actually talking about developing better self-control by paying attention to where your attention is. So all of that kind of fits in with ADHD.
Well, when we've talked, we've had numerous shows that reference neuroplasticity, And at the end of the day, my interpretation of that is if you consistently pay attention to the world differently over a period of time, your brain physically changes. And science is starting to kind of prove that. Now, exactly how you do that, blah, 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 I think there's a lot of stuff out there. But they pulled that stuff together. And kind of going back to the whole context, this show is about, is ADHD a gift or not? I can tell you, I'm thinking out loud, everybody, so this is real radio, is in my world, going back to Kirsten's original question, I think that I've learned to pay attention to what I'm paying attention to in a more efficient manner and being able to do some things in my life as a result of the challenges that I face. Would I really want to give that up? And I'm not so sure I really would have been doing that had life been a little bit easier for me. So would I want to give that up? I mean, it was certainly hard, but I don't know. It's kind of got me scratching my head. And then is the gift sometimes that you're challenged and you've got to figure this stuff out, like the student that you were talking about that did so well, who persevered. I mean, to a certain extent, sometimes life is just, it's not about the end, it's about the journey. It's about, you know, once you get the Olympic medal and you stand up on the podium, I mean, that's 15 seconds of fame and maybe you get your face on a Wheaties box, but if you didn't have a good time getting there, it really wasn't really worth it, you know what I'm saying? And and so that space is just kind of interesting to me. I don't know how to articulate.
I mean, I have to say, if somebody said, you know, you've lived a typical life up until now, would you like to have some ADHD now and see how that goes? I don't think so. Because if it's all, I mean, you're born with that brain that gives you ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something where one day you don't have it and then you do and you have to adjust. You have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, you know, I was born, I could barely see out of my left eye. I didn't know until I was in seventh grade that the reason I could never hit the ball in baseball was because I didn't see out of my left eye.
Wow.
Because I'd never had a really thorough eye exam for anybody to notice that. And that's how I was born. So that's the way things were. I didn't know any different. And I have to think it's the same thing with ADHD. Like, you're born with it. You don't know any different. If it's a gift that you give somebody when they're not ready for it, then that might not be a great gift. But I don't know that it's one that I would want to take away from somebody who's born with it.
That's a great synopsis. And I think that as we walk away from this concept, this show format here about this concept is, you know, I do know this, is with ADHD, there is the gift of hope. There's hope for a great life. There's so much that you can do with it. You just have to kind of grasp it and do it. And I will tell you that there's a lot of people in the ADHD world who talk about ADHD as a gift, and there's a lot of critics of those people who say it's a gift. The people that are calling it a gift is, at the end of the day, is if you get the diagnosis and you walk in, say it's a gift, there is hope there, and there really is hope of a better life. I'm not going to sit here and say, I'm not an expert to say it's a gift or it's not a gift, although Kirsten's given me a lot of questions to think about in this whole process, but I will have to say is that there's definitely a gift of hope that's in here that really kind of makes this all possible. And if you've got ADHD, the good news is if you get the right diagnosis and you spend the time doing the right thing, you can actually accomplish some absolutely amazing things. And Kirsten, the person that you described in the academic situation, I think is kind of case in point. In as much as they did it, and since they had to work so hard for it, I think it just means that much more to them.
Yeah.
Which is really what life is all about anyway. It's really about the journey, not so much the end. So with all that, you got any other comments, any last things that you'd like to kind of pull in before we wrap this up?
No, I think the last thing I want to say is, you know, if you have ADHD and you haven't found the gifts for yourself yet, get connected with supports, whether it's a coach or a CHAD support group or another ADHD community support group, but get connected with other people who maybe can help you find what some of those gifts and strengths are so that you can enjoy the what you have, whether it's ADHD or dyslexia or anything else. So,
and my dear Kirsten, you just pulled Pandora right out of the box. I can't help myself. The one thing that I've learned as an ADHD coach is that when the obvious solution isn't working, you're paying attention to the wrong thing. And too often, mm-hmm. people point you to the top 10 list of obvious solutions, and if that's not working for you, then your solution is not on that list. And as I've learned over the years, most success I work with clients, it's all about the environment, not so much what you do, but how you do it.
Okay.
And that is, it is just absolutely so key. We've interviewed Wilma Feldman in like 3 different shows talking about these types of concepts. And the other comment I have to say is everybody talks about strengths. This is just my opinion, Kirsten, and everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know if Hillel means anything else, but when you talk about strengths, I don't know what the heck you're talking about. I will say this, is that if you focus on how you do it, in other words, we did a show with Dr. Now, how exactly do you do that? And if you remember to make an – if you made an appointment on time and you thought to yourself, how exactly did I make this appointment on time? If you focus on that, that's a lot easier than strengths, because if you can figure out how you made that one appointment on time and you can figure that out, then you can replicate it once you know it. It's so much easier to move forward, not just maybe a strength thing. Just take a look at what you do well. Take a look at – you know, I got through this.
Look at where life is easy. Look at where life is easy.
Yes, all the answers are in what works. Ugh, Kirsten, you're on tonight. And I say that if you go, we're so attuned to pay attention to the wrong thing. If you go to, in your world and look at what works, what's easy, what you do, the answers lie in what you do right, not what you do wrong. So with that, I got to stop, Kirsten. this has been a thrill. Way too long to do the show. Thank you. Like, this is the perfect thing. So I kiss you if you were right next to me, but thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jeff. Thank you very much, and happy New Year.
Absolutely.
To you and to everybody else who's listening.
Yeah, everybody have a great holiday here and in the future. Hope you listen to this show. And, again, Attention Talk Radio, Attention Talk Video, Attention Talk News, all.com at the end. Go catch them, and we'll catch you next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care, everybody.
Good night.
I can hang up.